You know, Alderman James Kappelman, 46th Ward, will apparently do anything he can to get into the news. Hello, Alderman.
Hi, Steve. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Well, I'm getting inundated with hundreds of texts and phone calls asking how I am. I'm doing fine. Absolutely fine.
All right. So what happened to you late last night?
I'll give a brief history. This corner at Leland and Racine, the past 2 months, there's been a huge uptick in a lot of public drinking and drug use. And it's gotten a lot of the residents upset. And, you know, rightfully, they should be upset. So I'm currently working with the police and the businesses and neighbors in that area to address that. And so while that was happening, I get a text at around 9 o'clock last night that the public drinking is out there. And so I went with my husband, Richard. We walked to that corner. I wanted to be there so that when I called 911, you know, I need to actively see what's happening. No one was there except for one person. So, and I see a table there that they use to put their beer and that kind of stuff. So I thought, okay, I'll just take this table away and everything's fine. Call it a day. And I turn the corner and I see around 8 people sprawled out on the sidewalk, all in various stages of intoxication. They see me with this table and they demand to have this table back. And I say no. So they fight me over it and the table breaks and, all kinds of, I've had about 2 or 3 people around me, but I just kind of wrestled them off, and I'm fine.
Well, that's, so I'm there's got to be more to the story. If someone was arrested, you don't get arrested for trying to get a table back. So what happened?
Well, he started pushing and shoving me a lot. And I explained to him that I'm an alderman. You can't do that type of a thing to a public figure. You risk a felony arrest. Stay away. You need to stay away. And he keeps tugging back at this table. And then these other guys come up and they wrap their arms around me, my neck, and they're also trying to grab this table away. And I keep pushing, and I just felt there was so much adrenaline going. Richard could see actually what was happening. I was more focused on not letting these people take over this corner, so I was not going to let them have that table.
All right, so, you know, so here's what I happen to know about you, a couple of things here. You're a social worker. So you kind of know how to handle these situations. On the other hand, you didn't know whether these people had knives or guns or whatever it might be. And they're intoxicated, you said.
Yes.
Should you be doing this sort of thing, Alderman?
No, I should not.
Right. At what point did you call the police and say, I need help?
Actually, Richard called the police as they started touching me. The moment they started touching me, and I said, you need to back off, Richard was calling the police. Now, generally speaking, when anyone's confronted like that, you should drop everything and go. It's not worth your life. You shouldn't be doing that. And I shouldn't be doing that either.
No.
I know, and I know that. There are some people, and I'm one of them, that when someone's going to fight me, I'm going to fight back. And that's not a good thing. That could hurt me later on. So
yes.
I will hopefully use this as a lesson.
So are you okay? I mean, you pointed out, we texted beforehand to see if, you know, you could come on the radio. And you said you have a swollen finger. And then I said, I hope it's not the finger you point at me to. But but are you okay aside from a swollen finger?
Yes, I'm okay. I'm fine. I am probably more frustrated about all the roadblocks that we face in addressing these eight individuals who are constantly at this corner who are drinking and just making life miserable for the other residents. That's what gets me angry and upset.
Well, why can't they be arrested? And what happens to the person who attacked you? Is he in jail?
He is in custody right now, and detectives have been interviewing me and Richard to see what, you know, how they should pursue with things. And it's hard to arrest someone for drinking on the streets because
Why? Now, I believe that is illegal. I believe it's called what is it called when you hang around and do nothing? There is a word for that. I just can't think of it.
Well, it's actually loitering is not against the law.
Loitering
is not against the law. Not against the law. So they can give them a notice of violation. They call that an ANOV for drinking on the public way. The problem is they get this ANOV and they have an administrative hearing. They frequently skip the administrative hearing, and that's it. They don't experience the repercussions of their behavior.
Aha! So I'm stopping you there for a purpose, and I've got to take a commercial break here in a moment. But is that part of the problem, that charges are not being filed and there are no consequences for behavior now?
Well, you can arrest them, you can put them in jail, you can do all kinds of things. It's still not going to cause the problem of their addiction. And so we want to find another approach that's going to have better outcomes.
Well,
that's what we need.
Well, what we need is for aldermen not to be attacked on the street, and we need for aldermen to maybe not to be a little more careful and have police there while they do things before. But I'm glad you're okay. That's what's most important.
I am okay, yes.
All right. Well,
yes. I owe it to my family, myself, Richard. I owe it to myself to really make sure I do things that are don't put me in harm's way.
And your friends.
Yes, and my friends like Steve Dale.
Okay. All right. Glad you're okay. I'll tell you, when I watched, I walk into the room and there's your face on TV, and I thought, oh, this is interesting, you know, and then I hear Alderman James Keppelman was attacked late last night, and I thought, oh, my God, you know. So you're okay, and that's what's important.
I was surprised by all that. I didn't think this was going to make the news.
As I said, you'll do anything to make the news. Okay, got to run. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.